And I had my,
Tommy, you're drunk as fuck, man.
Thank you for that.
So go inside.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Could be.
Have a good one.
You always know I love the both of you.
Have a good one, Tommy. I'll be in a sec.
Thanks,
you guys. For sure, Tommy. What's up, man?
Shit. I don't have any topics, but quick intro to the podcast.
You guys are the best.
Yeah, you goddamn right, Tommy. We are.
Thank
don't
you.
Don't let anybody... Well, I got your back. You guys are the best.
All right, Tommy.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So fucking goddamn tired of being nice.
Maybe
just
is.
Saw it. I tried. I was starting and stopping this podcast because I didn't want to catch extra shit. But this dude has been here drinking since 5. It is 7:10. He's blitzed off his ass. He has a scar on his face. He probably just fell down.
Fell down some shit.
Caught his fucking foot. He can't pronounce his words, and he's hounding me for weed. And I don't want to share my fucking weed with him. His dirty ass lips.
Yeah.
So I said, all right, you hit it one time, and then you get out of here, right? Oh, man. Puff, puff, pass. He was sitting there grabbing at KP as he was puffing it. And I was like, Tommy, you're thirsty ass.
Yeah.
He took it, inhaled it so hard, he almost swallowed the whole joint.
Bam.
This is the whole thing.
The whole fucking joint, bam.
This motherfucker. Mm. But you got to be nice enough. But God damn it.
Yeah, old people.
And he's drunk enough. I can say whatever the fuck I want to him. Yeah.
He's not gonna remember shit anyway. So, whatevs. And he called us the best when he walked away. So,
this nigga is talking this about how he got my back.
Yeah. I got your head. This nigga was set up there. Smoke ears. We fucked that nigga. No, I'm just playing time. He don't listen no way. But
he asked me if we had weed before, and I was like, "Nah, man, we good." And then I very obviously watched a video on YouTube to ignore him. See, they're going to go arrest somebody else. They're not going to get him. He's going to hit somebody on the way
home.
Dude,
that's how the popo be. Like, they will never get the motherfucker they should. They be getting motherfuckers that's going 6 over the speed. Like,
he didn't get his smoke the first time he came sniffing around. So as soon as he saw KB walk out, he came out for round 2.
I was just about to smoke a square, low-key. I didn't know you was puffing back then.
Well, so I saw it. Him light
I never assumed that Ian always has weed. I never assumed that. Sometimes he don't.
Comedy cigarettes. Oh, this is decriminalized.
It's
decriminalized. OG Kush from
dude,
Fat Farms.
Dude, I got pulled over like 3 years ago by fucking Naperville police. You know, Naperville been in the news lately.
I've been pulled out in Naperville. What was the news?
Oh, did you hear about the Buffalo Wild Wings bullshit?
Uh-uh.
Let's hear about the Buffalo Wild Wings.
May I put it here later?
In Naperville?
I'm trying to
work
it out.
Just kidding when you're done.
Is your sign warmed up? You gotta keep it
Thank
in your pocket. You gotta
Guys,
keep it near
it's
your
cold
cooch.
As fuck.
You gotta keep it near the cooch or the gooch if you want it.
You wanna keep it working when you want it.
When you want it warm, you gotta keep it near the cooch or the gooch. One of those.
We had some warmer lamps out here and they ran out of propane.
And they said, fuck it.
Yeah, so they didn't buy another propane tank. So I went to the bartender earlier and I gave her $5. And I said, this is for the propane fund. I will fund it myself if I have to. I will make an announcement during my sets. It's too damn cold.
I'm going to announce it to myself during my set as well. We need a fucking propane tank. Frank, you shitty as fuck. Because them bitches about $400 a pop. And you didn't want to buy like a $30 propane.
This motherfucker spent $1,200 and didn't want to spend $30 on propane tank.
The
okay.
rest of the week here is karaoke.
Oh, we
Four
came,
nights of
we came
karaoke.
Here yesterday and did karaoke here for the first time.
Was it just you?
Yes.
Yes, but I loved it because we could go back up 4 different times.
But that's what I'm saying. Comedy's the only night that's juking, and comics are out here smoking.
Yeah.
So take care of us, motherfucker.
True.
And our little drunk asses be buying up some shit here.
I'm not going to drink as much inside. I'm not going to be as turned up. Naperville, what happened?
Oh, the Buffalo Sorry. The Buffalo Wild Wings, fam. So, basically, and first off, Buffalo Wild Wings is the trash-ass, like, They chicken is whack anyway.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not good. Buffalo Wild Wings, like, that's the reason why I get bone in at Buffalo Wild Wings, because I want to know there's meat.
Yeah.
Because when you get the boneless, fam, it be straight bread. Yeah, I'm like, come on gross. Now. That's not chicken. Like,
hey man,
give me a bone.
At Hooters, you got to order it featherless.
That's where the family went. All right, so
that's
it was
how
a
Chinese
group of 18,
chicken is.
18 black and brown folks went to the Buffalo Wild Wings in Naperville, and the manager tried to give them a heads up, like, yo, this regular that come in, he don't like black people. And so they tried to move this group of 18. You know how hard it is to move 18 black folks? Like disgruntled black folks? You know how hard that is? Tried to move 18 black folks to a new spot because this regular ass white dude doesn't like black people. He didn't want to sit next to him.
Why not move him?
Exactly. The fuck? Or how about you boot his dumb ass out? Because it's like, dude, we trying to make money, fam.
Right?
Sorry, but you don't have a say in the restaurant.
Yeah.
Just because you're fucking here. That doesn't make any fucking sense.
Exactly. And so his ass has been banned.
Good.
They are...
the white guy, the maitre d'.
The manager and the server who allowed that shit get fired
to try to move.
Yeah.
See, I feel bad for the server. They didn't have shit to do with that. They were happy having the table of 18.
Right. And they, what's funny is,
unless black people don't tip,
they would. Here's the thing. And I'm gonna let y'all in on a secret. The reason why black people usually don't tip is usually because we don't get the best of service in the first place. Because you assume that we not gonna tip.
You mean you get moved even if it's a table of 18?
Hey, fam.
She's straight out of a funeral.
Hey,
and they're
first
like, hey,
off,
can we put you by the window?
There's not a booth big enough for black folks at fucking.
You are
black
very loud.
Like, black people do like to be at the booths, bro. We do. Like, it could be two of us. It's like, nah. Let me get that booth.
I'm always that way.
That's
booth
right.
Or nothing.
That's right, bro.
I know, but I tried to sit in a table once. He's like, no. I was like, all right, now I know.
You gotta get that booth. That's comfy.
Well, yeah. Exactly. Well, not only that, but you just...
You feel privacy.
More,
it's like you're in the middle of everyone else.
Yeah.
Vlad,
I'm gonna make a restaurant
intro to the
booth.
Podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna close that up real quick so we can be normal people. Tell me about Oliver Tree. You just went and saw him live.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Oh, word.
Hell yeah.
When'd you see him?
Last weekend.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where was he at?
Concord.
What?
Yeah.
And you said you heard a lot of unreleased tracks.
Yes.
He's changed his sound.
He has. It's more. He has. He's like kind of like alternative rock and rap, but his new album is more alternative rock. Sounds kind of like...
You called him Weezer.
Yeah, kind of like mix of Weezer and Taking Back Sunday vibes.
He's a talented dude.
Now, I was worried that he was going to lose his turn up, because he's a serious artist. He had an album called just Tree. It was very serious music. Okay. And then this Oliver Tree is a character that is very turned up.
That Tree album hit, though.
But you're telling me these new secret tracks, they still bang.
They still do, very much. And he actually he fucked up his foot during the tour because he does all of his own stunts. So he finished three tours in a wheelchair. So he was in a wheelchair rocking
raging.
Out, still doing the dance moves.
It was
shit.
So fucking good. Like, it was such a good show.
Came out there like Snoop Dogg at the MTV Music Awards.
Came out there like Dave Grohl when his leg was fucked up and shit. He was out there on crutches and shit.
It was funny.
And you can stay out here. Okay.
Guys, it's cold as fuck.
It is.
His doctor was telling him, like, you can't continue this tour. You shouldn't be flying on a plane, all this stuff. He was just like, look, my doctor said, fuck you. I do what I want. And he finished the tour.
I hope he rests after that.
Yeah.
Hey, Oliver Tree. Hey, man. What's Buddy's real name?
I don't know.
Nobody knows.
Hey, Oliver Tree. Bro.
Don't dox him.
You did your thing. Hey, chill out, man, because we need more music.
The word
and
boomer.
Another tour, so I could go and see you.
Okay, boomer.
The word boomer is dead, and I'm happy. I hated that word. It's just your FYI
for
news.
And enough with the Epstein didn't kill himself bullshit. Like, everybody knew that when the story came out. They act like they saying some new shit.
Yeah, no, but
we know he was murdered.
No, we all know he was murdered, but then news cycle covers it up and no one talks about it. Memes are keeping the story alive. People are like not just dropping it and continue investigating.
The news ain't said shit.
Well, recently there was an ABC news anchor that went viral because she talked about how, like, her company, the ABC, was trying she was trying to silence, like, interviews and, like, exposing Epstein when they had evidence.
It don't matter, y'all, because next week it's going to be some other shit. So, they don't... Listen, we know that he got murked. Whether you on one side or the other, them same people was part of him getting murked.
We know Kennedy got murked. We don't know who did it. We do, but we don't.
So, whatever, man. Stop. We know he got murked. Stop
guys, Philip Wave just hit season 2 on YouTube. My show, Philip Wave, is super funny. I'm liking it. Smoke some weed and watch that shit. It's funny as hell.
Hey, that murk shit was hilarious.
Revenge of the Sith just went to war with Pot Awful. This is going to be great. All kinds of characters getting tied into the universe. With Apologies coming back this Sunday. Where's Ross Dog? KB on the Happy Corner Podcast.
Happy Corner Podcast. Make sure you
Vlad New Logic on Instagram. And I mean, Ellis, deuces.
Normally you walk out of the stage, I'm just walking out to you. I'm just intercepting this before it can happen, you guys. This next comic, very funny, very good friend of mine, Mr. Ian Ellis!
Yeah.
No, I'm gonna walk back. You gotta let it drop. You gotta get the blood flowing, it's fucking cold. Jesus Christ. You can see my breath, my fingers are blue. There's a heating unit outside. It's out of propane. This is a tragedy. And I have started the Buy a New Propane Tank Fund.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
This is not a joke. I put 5 on it. I'm asking you to match my donations.
Yeah.
You're like $40, we could do this. On the off chance that Frank just pockets the money, the next step is we're just going to burn this motherfucker to the ground. It's too cold for this bullshit. Sorry, Jen. Sorry, Brad. Mike. Y'all motherfuckers got to go. You guys like jokes about the Holocaust?
Yeah.
Team Brady's always like, oh, the Holocaust. This is so bad. You can't even imagine. You know what's worse than the Holocaust? Bee stings. I've never been Holocausted. I've been stung by at least 3 bees. All right. I feel like if Antifa really cared about America, they'd throw milkshakes at a hornet's nest and try to punch a bee in the face. Because they're a clear and present danger, and I've never met a fascist. They act like there's so many of them. Where are they at? When's the last time a fascist made an important decision? Don't say the president. You talk about Donald Trump? I don't believe the media. Donald Trump, this is a guy that has a job. I have a job, and I know what that's like. When people complain about you, that's job security. You're fine. It's when they stop talking about you that you got to start worrying. Because that means they're building a case. Your ass is about to go. There's not been a single day of his presidency where they weren't complaining about him.
Yeah.
Which makes me think they don't really mean it. There's a YouTuber called Comics Matter. He said, everything on the news is either a puff piece, a hit piece, or both. It's a scary thing to think about. Because none of those words are synonyms with honesty, justice, anything you'd want out of people that have those positions of power. It just makes you wonder, did Jeffrey Epstein hang himself?
No.
It was a long way to a Jeffrey Epstein joke. Guys, you know what I hate about millennials?
What?
Hold on one second.
You son of a bitch.
You know what I hate about millennials?
What?
What?
Yeah, they're always like, oh, my oppression, my oppression. Oh, you're oppressing me. It's like, dude, I didn't experience slavery, but I've seen movies. That ain't oppression. Everything you do in your life is optional. It's very different from whips and chains. It's not oppression. Maybe you just suck. All right, guys, I'm going to close out by talking about my good friend Alan Ford. Clap it up for him.
Yeah.
I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. There's a new series on Instagram where he plays an old man. I think it's based on an Instagram filter. And I want to recommend it because I've seen it. I haven't heard it. Because that would involve hitting that tiny volume button on Instagram. And I hate looking for it and I forget to turn it off. Nothing will fuck up your night worse than laying in bed next to your wife and you go to look at some delicious booty photos and that volume is still on. Brazilian calypso music comes on at 2 in the morning and startles your goddamn wife. Fuck Alan Ford. He has a new special out called Is He Even Funny? And I want you guys to investigate. It's on YouTube. Alright, my name's Ian Ellis. I love you. Good night.
Yeah.
I'm gonna drop some weighty truth, and I need you to just pause and think about it. All rise, Jesus, the Christ still rules. King of kings, sister running things still cool. Come collector, objector, true slinger, the sword bringer. In fact, I'm wrapped like a ring on his finger. While cops bust clocks and call cars from afar. God called the AMBASSADOR to grab mics and drop a bomb on ya. Or say lies the way y'all could drop some calm on ya. Bust it, pause, think about the infinite. Omnipotent, magnificent, man, significant. God within it, mutable, immovable, unchangeable. Nature, non-be. Arrangeable, unattainable, yet was slainable when he tabernacled among the simple, unrepentful humans that were shackled.
I'm baffled.
What made the infinite become like finite? What made him leave his throne home, over on the spotlight? And why might the rich switch become important history? Leaving the angelic holy times creating Tiffany. Becoming a kamikaze, check the way my God shocked thee. Planet Earth with the birth of his agape. Don't stop me now, yeah. I'm getting down, check his beat. Didn't get mad, but the Savior kept grieving. He created Earth for his own reason. Yet we make theocracy a mockery when we leave them. Double say lie or the bleeding. Torn, ripped, thorn tips, flesh ripped for the heathen. A purple robe, yo, they smacked on him. Psalm 22, the Father turned his holy back on him. Say lie, pause, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Long live the heart and mind dissector, the resurrector, cooling with the iron scepter forever. And forever stops never, so it's clever, yeah. To be down with the one who wears the crown, reflector of your faith. Wait, is he great? Let me demonstrate I'm able to use my hand to hold the food he put on my table. On my way with a check to deposit, out of here with supply gear from the closet. And I get my needs met, I know Jehovah Jireh. I'm fed daily bread like the ravens fed Elijah. Now mind ya, no need to rob, I got a job to earn from. Streetwise girls, guys, men and women to learn from. God's high power like a third rail, never fail but prevails, picking up the manna and the quail. Drug free, spirit filled, broken willed and all that, I call that God's grace, ain't it all that? All for the sins of men from begin to end. The cup of wrath was filled up to the rim with grim love from above, all true. What you gonna do when you stand before the God man who died for you? Say lie, pause, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, I love the way thy Savior runs the ranch. He's the true vine and I'm the William Branch. Still in the mood for soul food, still chewing. God's hand is on the cross movement, we're doing the work of evangelical fundamentalists. People, we get into this. Jesus Christ the Magnificent and the incident at Golgotha and Calvary. Christ paid the wages, sin got his salary. Yeshua blessed you, the called chosen, predestined, the foreknown. All up in the war zone with weapons, a prayer, faith, biblical shots, praise, love, and hope. Because they don't swing away Messiah like a rope, no joke. The holy smoke's blazing, check it, all I'm breathing. So tis the season to be praising the Godhead, infinite flavor. Let everything that hath breath become a praiser of the Savior. He that hath the ear, let him hear what I speak. Talk is cheap, so beat what I repaint over beats. And you'll meet the doer that does. The I am, the is, that said that there be and there was. Say lie, pause, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, call me, think about that. Say lie, pause, think about that. Think about the man with the cross on that. Say live on. Call me, think about that. Think about the infinite, omnipotent, magnificent.